Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, spirit family. On behalf of myself, Essence Cathayrus, and my spiritual working partner, Akira Myrna, I would like to welcome you to this month's edition of Awakening Metatronic Consciousness. This is a time we set aside each month in order to share in spirit-led conversation, a time spent with like-minded people when we can share, learn, and grow together. It's in connections such as these that very often we are brought the answers to the questions we have along our journey of spiritual growth and consciousness expansion in this human experience on Earth. It is in time spent in such conversations that we often find the clarity and the confirmations we seek. Welcome, Kira. How are you this evening?
You know, Essence, I've got to say that I am questioning the sanity of whoever it was that recommended me for that job promotion. I think I am underqualified.
I think that would have been you.
Exactly my point. No,
yeah,
I'm happy to be on the show. Thank you.
Yeah. It's well, you know, like the write-up for program. I put down that, okay, here we are only 8 days into 2019, and already the energies are amazingly high. The work's speeding along like a high-speed train, and many are wondering if they're going to be able to keep up. You know, last month our program was titled Previewing 2019 Frequencies, and we talked about just a few of the higher frequency events occurring in the early part of 2019, because, oh my gosh, 2019 is a work year. Even though it's a 3-frequency year as its base, which the key word for that is, the key words, I guess you could say, are joy and creation, okay? So it's really one of the easier, y'all hang on with me here a minute. I just clicked on something and I have no idea what I just did. So I'll try to leave it alone. In the studio here. Anyone?
I can hear you, so you're still good.
Okay, good. Anyone who's been.
But you may not be qualified for that job, that's all.
And I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not. But anyway, so we looked at a few of those, higher frequency events just in the first part of 2019, because like I said, it's a 3-frequency year. The key word here is joy this year. And for people who've been doing the work, for those individuals who've been doing the work on self and have, how do I say this correctly, gotten themselves to at least a certain point along their work on self, you know, and really have begun earnestly working at all of their focus and energy is not having to deal with self, but actually they can focus some on really working to be of assistance to the collective, okay? So if they're at that point, those people, you should actually find 2019 to be a little easier, okay, in comparison to the last couple of years, let's say. So that's the good news. But that doesn't mean that there's not a lot of work that has to be done. It's just, I guess you could say it simply, it'd be easier to do the work because you've prepared for it. And this year is also, this 2019 is a year of preparation. That's actually the title of this evening's program, because there's a lot of work to do to get ready moving into 2020 and beyond. As an example, just to kind of, show what I'm talking about here, 2019, like we've said, is a 3-frequency year. It's also the last year in a three-frequency decade. So believe it or not, I know a lot of people are going, this woman is crazy if she thinks this last decade has been easy. But it could have been a whole lot worse. You know, it was we've been in for the, you know, a three-frequency decade. So 2019 is the last year in a three-frequency decade. It's a three-frequency year. And we are jumping, okay, just to kind of use the numbers as the analogy for the frequencies to show this big jump we're getting ready to take. And when we move into the 2020 energies, we're going from a three-frequency decade and three-frequency year to a 2022 dual-frequency year in a 22-frequency decade. Very simply stated, that the 22 is that most people who are familiar in at least a little bit with numerology, that's a master number, what's known as a master number. And it's about building. It's about building collective reality. And that 222 dual, okay, that Metatronic 222 dual frequency, that 2 is about communication, and the 22 is about building. So it's going to be a big jump. So let's get busy. Let's get to work. Let's do what has to be done in 2019 to be prepared and ready to jump into that, those higher frequencies next year. Look, we just started this year. What are you talking about next year for? Well, that's what this year's for, at least from the work that I do. Kira, you have anything you'd like to add there?
I think I'm leaving. I'm kidding. It's been it has been a bit challenging lately, but
right.
You just have to the work has to be the main focus. I mean, mm-hmm. You get distracted in this 3D world by all the things that life throws at you, but myself, I know that no matter what all that is on the outer 3D, mm-hmm. you know, everyday world,
right.
That's not what really matters to me ultimately. What matters
right.
ultimately
and that's,
is
that's not
working
taking
on
away
self
from
and
the
collective.
Right, and but that's not taking away from the fact that things have to be dealt with in the 3D world. Those things have to be dealt with too. It's just finding that balance, you know, and not really letting one of them make sense.
Yeah.
In at least not affected in a
child
negative way.
This week. Again.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all have to take our turn.
Where'd you go?
So
I thought you left for a minute. Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but I thought for a minute you weren't there. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Also, before we get started and go any deeper, I want to couple announcements just real quick. I am going to I'm starting back to work. I've been this past year has been my I'll go ahead and use the word difficult year. I had a lot of prioritizing that had to take place. A lot of things had to be released. Readjusted. I remember telling Kira one during the
you
year.
You went away.
Hello? Well, I don't know. I'm right here. Okay,
Meatloaf. Okay. Yes, you had to readjust. I got that part.
Yeah, I had to, you know, and reprioritize. A lot of things had to be let go. Everything from very physical things to even spiritual beliefs, things like that. I remember telling Kira at one point during 2018, for me personally, what I felt like was that, excuse me, someone, you know, all the stuff that my life, you know, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, my sacred work, all of it is like in this basket, right? That's, you know, there it is. It's all right there together. And it's like someone had taken that basket that had become pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? Overloaded, maybe, might be a right word, but full, okay? And like someone had taken that basket and just dumped it upside down and dumped everything out, and it just kind of went scattering all over the floor and left me standing there going, okay, now what? Well, now what was for me a prioritizing, reprioritizing, and assisting through all of those things that had been dumped out of the basket of my life, we'll just call it. And it was like, okay, this goes back in, it's time to let this go. This goes back in, it's time. And, you know, that was a process. It took some time. There were as human emotional attachments to some things that had to be dealt with. So I think why I'm sharing this, because as Kira and anyone who knows me well, I'm now Kira, she shares everything. She don't care. Me, I'm, when it comes to my personal stuff, I'm pretty private. That's just my personality. But I'm sharing this because I want everyone to understand that if that's what's going on in your life right now, see it for what it is.
You went away?
You know, well, I don't know.
You went away,
Darlene.
When you said, I'm sharing this.
Okay. I'm sharing this because I want people to understand that if this is what's going on in your life right now, know that it's okay, you know, and allow yourself the time, you know, don't to reprioritize, to sift through the things that, you know, and make the decisions of what needs to stay and what needs to go, you know. So I think that almost has to be the first work of 2019, this year of preparation, like we've talked about, for what is to come when we enter the frequencies of a new decade, you know, in 2020. The stuff just has to, and like we all of us on this path know and understand, when we let go, you know, when the basket's too full, there's not room for anything else. That's just exactly it. There's not room for growth. There's not room for anything else. And you have to get rid of some stuff. So I guess that tangent's over. So I was started out on that, trying to let everyone know that I'm back to work. I've taken a fairly long hiatus the last part of this year. And that right there, what I was just discussing, was a big part of the reason why. But I'm back to work now, and I will be beginning to do my sessions with Essence at Down to Earth in Beaumont, Texas. Those that are familiar and live in the area, if you're interested in the session, you can call them and they'll book it, take care of it for you. Also, too, on this evening's program, if you want to call in and you have comments or questions that you'd like to later on, we hope to open up the phone line. And the number to call in is 657-383-0225. Okay. Kira, I'm going to turn it over to you for a minute.
Alrighty. I think that maybe a big centering right here on the call so that we can get back on track. I think I threw us off with my trying to be funny. So let's just take some big breaths and let that 3D world go for this hour that we're together. Let's intend that we are able to reach higher information
and understanding as the group consciousness that we are coming together, whether it's in this now time or in the future when you're listening. And know that we really do have each other, and we are a unified field, and we can tap into that. Well, I feel better. I'm not sure if anybody else does.
Well, thank you, Kira. That was very nice. And I think that was what we needed. Okay, we said in the write-up for this program, we wanted just to take a kind of a look back, a quick look back at where all of this sort of started, this, you know, these high energies, where we're at right now, you know, why this is going on. There are actually several things related to it, but if I had to choose a recent starting point, I would go back to the end of April, actually, when we as a collective entered into what is known as an era of new beginnings and new knowledge. This was actually set, I guess you could say, with the Scorpio full moon on April 30th last year. This era, you know, it's difficult to say, you know, in linear time, okay, this started exactly then. But, you know, so all of this, just understand that when I'm talking about this stuff, these are our approximations, okay? These are, don't get too set in stone. I don't know how else to say it. Excuse me. But with that Scorpio full moon, and that Scorpio full moon last year was April, for those who are like me, and, you know, the information means a lot because it gives them added information. It, that full moon went exact at 0059 UTC on April 30th. So literally 1 second before 1 minute into April 30th. Now, the reason that I find this significant is that the Scorpio full moon is associated with Mount Kailash, and that is the crown chakra center for Earth. And it is said that at the Scorpio full moon every year, the new year is marked for immortals and mortals in terms of global evolution. And it's actually during that full moon there, that Scorpio full moon, from the crown chakra at Mount Kailash, the information for about the evolution of humanity and its consciousness expansion work is released from Mount Kailash during that Scorpio full moon. It broadcasts a signal to Earth of the planet's and humanity's purpose and their growth, and the information that is necessary for continued evolution and expansion of the consciousness of humanity and Earth. We'll be doing this year, kind of getting a little ahead of myself here, but we'll be doing a live meditation this year for the Scorpio full moon. And so, you know, be sure to follow and, you know, get connected and stay connected, and we'd love to have you join. I'm going to go ahead, just because I've mentioned that right now, and mention once again, okay, we're going to look at what's going on right here, right now. Last month I talked about the fact that January, February, and March of this year. Remember I told you we started this year off just immediately. I mean, on the 6th, we had a new moon and a partial solar eclipse that really kind of jump-started it, I guess you could say. January full moon, February, and March full moon, all three of those are full super moons. Okay, a super moon is just a moon that is in it full at a certain distance from Earth. The closest one will be the one in February, but January's and March's are just right there with it. So, and it's interesting because this is not overly uncommon. I don't think most people understand it's not overly uncommon to have three, sometimes even four or five consecutive full moons in a year. But the fact that it's not uncommon doesn't take away from the frequency, okay, the energies that it's bringing to the planet. And these, when I say frequencies and energies, I'm talking about energies as gifts for us to work with, to do our work, okay? So with that said, January, and this is my bad, I can look on my phone real quick. January 21st, but it's at like 5. You can look on my my Facebook page, on my website. I actually put up a January Metatronic Numerology Frequency Calendar, and it's the time is listed. There's also a full lunar eclipse. Pretty amazing. It's at 5, it's either 5:12 or 5:16, the eclipse, you know, and the full moon. One's at 5:12 and one's at 5:16. UTC. Now, Kira and I live in central time in the United States. So on the 20th, the evening of the 20th, because that's when the moon will actually be full in our local time, at the same time we air this program, so at 9 p.m. on the 20th, we're going to be hosting a live meditation where everyone can join us. And in that meditation, I know this is kind of off what we said our topic was going to be, but to go with what's coming through, and this, I want everyone to know about this. In that meditation, what we're going to do, I'm going to lead, we're going to go in, and this year, one of the gifts that we have are being given through the work that I do with the Metatronic Numerology is a Metatronic personal 2019 sacred power glyph. Now, this is a glyph, a symbol, okay, that is personally yours for you to work with, to be of assistance in helping you in your sacred contractual work 2019. So on that, during that full moon and that eclipse, we're going to have a meditation online, and we hope you'll join us to go in and help you retrieve that sacred glyph for yourself. If you do join us, be sure and have pen and paper handy, because you'll need to draw your glyph out. Go to my website, sign up, ShambhalaNewEarth.com, sign up to follow Facebook, YouTube, there'll be information. Okay, now, so the era of new beginnings and new knowledge, and that, I think that's kind of what where I'm at right now, and I think Kira will, I know Kira gets it and understands. There's so much information. In the work that I do, I sometimes kind of get, I won't call it overloaded because it's actually my joy and my bliss, but there's so much information that it's like when I start sharing one piece of information, all of a sudden it's like, well, okay, you really kind of need to know this. You really kind of need to know that. Kira, am I rambling? Help me here.
Well, no, you're not rambling. There's just a lot to say, and it's hard to get it all out in a linear fashion. That's probably part of the problem. We're trying to delinearize ourselves and become multidimensional.
Right.
And so sharing that multidimensional information in a linear way is very difficult.
Thank you. See, Kira gets me. That's why we work together. Thank you, Kira.
It just means we're both crazy.
We're the same kind of crazy. Isn't that what they say? You're supposed to do, hang with people, that you're the same kind of crazy? But going back to that era of new beginnings and new knowledge, okay, when that started, remember we were talking about right around the end of April, first part of May, right? With that, the earth began receiving, earth and humanity began receiving amounts of these sacred glyphs, okay, that are meant for use by the collective. And the vision that I was shown when these glyphs, it was like they were raining. It's like it was raining down on the planet, all of these sacred glyphs, and each one of them contains so much information, okay? And we call it an era of new beginnings and new knowledge, but the knowledge that we're talking about that's contained within these glyphs is actually ancient future knowledge that we as a collective have lost, okay? And it's now being gifted back to the planet. I'm going to go ahead, I think it is, no, I understand I'm not, you know, quite as crazy as I may sound. But, so I'm just going to go ahead and read a little portion of the article that I wrote and shared about this era of new beginnings and new knowledge and these new knowledge information glyphs. Let's see here. These new knowledge information glyphs, now remember this was written, I posted this on May 10th, right after this era of new beginnings and new knowledge began. And these glyphs had these massive amounts of sacred new knowledge glyphs had rained down onto the planet for us to access. They're still coming. They just don't seem to be quite as many as there was in the very beginning. So these new knowledge information glyphs are being gifted to our planetary reality at such a rapid rate, it is as if they are falling into our reality sphere like a gentle spring shower. The vast majority of these new knowledge information glyphs do not land on and embed into the human form, but instead land on and embed into the planet itself, while some settle and embed into our planetary grid system. The amount of information contained in a single glyph is massive, way too much information for the human mind to comprehend at a conscious level and or try to share through spoken or written language. That's what Kira and I have just, you know, what Kira we're sharing about. But for most people, this new glyph knowledge is not meant to be comprehended or shared through the filter of the human mind of rational conscious thought. It is meant to be accessed and comprehended at an energetic level by use of intuition. It is meant to be absorbed at a cellular level into the human form. It is only through the process of conscious energy exchange between humans that this new knowledge information can be shared through a conscious, intentional energy exchange where cellular conversation between humans occurs. I'm going to pause right there for a moment and go back to this term, cellular conversation, and why that is relevant to the work we need to do in 2019 to be prepared for moving into, okay, remember, I told you that 2022, I got ahead of myself, but in 2022, we're going to have that 2022 dual frequency. 2020 will be a 0022 dual frequency. But the cellular communication, the point is, the two frequency, okay, is about communication. It's about balanced, clear communication. So this is why cellular conversation between humans is so important. One that allows for interaction at the cellular, even the atomic level, a process of osmosis occurs that opens access to even more knowledge that is possible for any single individual to access on their own. So in other words, when we work together, when we communicate, right, in this way, we go much further. We get much more information. It may not be in the form of conscious thought that you can put into words, but it's that knowing within. Okay. This new knowledge is being referred to as actually ancient future knowledge that the current of humanity has not had access to for several megamanas, which is, you know, millions of years. Some information soon to be accessible to the collective. It's even been billions of years since there's been access to this by the conscious forms that are now manifest like we are as humans, if that makes sense. Clear, Kira, did that make sense? Did you follow that?
I did, but I was going to see if I
okay.
said something
could
a
interpret
different
it.
Way that it might.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, I think a lot of people are familiar with the light language when you're receiving light language from, say, you know, certain channelers. When they are channeling, they say that aside from their personality, there is
right.
entities that are sending out a light language, and you understand it and receive it on more of a cellular level
mm-hmm.
like that. It bypasses the human mind. So that might help people to relate to that
okay.
as well.
Yeah.
And also, when she's referring to the group collective consciousness, when two or more are gathered, creates a third consciousness that can get more information, understand deeper, further than the two individuals say. So
mm-hmm.
this part of this is also, I think, related to that, the coming together of group consciousness.
The group collective conscious mind, like we've talked about.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
Thank you. This is why we work together. Okay, with stating that, just yesterday, or was it this morning? Linear time is difficult for me. But at any rate, I shared just recently, within the last 4 hours or a little over, one of the new things that my team, I'll use that term, had me start was making little videos to share information, because the videos are just another form of expression of communication. Because going back to what we were just talking about, where is that at? This about the glyphs and so much information. It's about another reason for the influx of this new knowledge is to assist in the reawakening of our higher communications ability, telepathy, intuitive languages, like Kira just mentioned. Working with these new knowledge glyphs, okay, gives us opportunity to practice, hone, and eventually master our higher communication skills and abilities. That's why we're being gifted, okay, these glyphs, one, but also, two, these personal glyphs now, all right? These personal glyphs are these power glyphs that I talked about that we want to do the meditation for on the January full moon. That's what these are for. It's about communication. It's all about communication. So going back to this video that I just shared, I titled it Prepare for Entry into Multidimensionality. So I'm simply going to read came through, because when this one, I think at this point I've created about 5 or 6 of these. I don't remember. It's not that many. I just started recently. I just set up, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I was talking. A YouTube channel. So you can go to YouTube and just search Essence Cadavis and find me. Or there's links to them, and you can watch them on my Facebook page, my teacher page. But when I started making this one, a couple of days ago, I really had, I had no idea what the video, the message of the video was going to be. I just simply knew, I was instructed to sit down and begin making this video. Well, so long story short, during a specific point of meditation, I'd worked on this video and got basically all of the visuals, okay, completed and everything, but the message didn't come through until that evening that I had been working on it. And here is the message, and this is what I want to share. So remember, the title of it is Prepare for Entry into Multidimensionality, because that's where we're heading, okay? And I, when I say we're heading, I'm not talking about just as individuals, because that's been going on for a long time. I mean, I myself began connecting to and integrating and assimilating aspects of self, multidimensional aspects of self, over 20 years ago, the early years of my sacred contractual work, bringing me to where I am now. I'm talking about as a collective, humanity as a collective is preparing for entry into multidimensionality. Here's the message of that video. The reopening and reactivation of ancient future multidimensional stargates has begun. Prepare for entry into multidimensional reality as humanity embarks on their journey to consciously join the multigalactic community. The early stages of entry into the multigalactic community and the multidimensional reality realm may not be exactly as many have envisioned the experiences to be. This is not to say entry will be unsafe. It is only saying many humans have built up in their mind's eye a vision of what humanity becoming a conscious member of the galactic and multigalactic communities will be like. And these visions may not be 100% accurate. The same is true for what many expect from consciously moving deeper into the multidimensional reality realm, both individually and collectively. The best advice that can be given for every individual is for every individual to be mindful of the frequency of the energy they allow into their personal energy field. It is also important for the individual to be exceedingly cognizant of the thoughts they think and to be extremely discerning of the knowledge and the sources of the knowledge they cite for the beliefs they hold as truth. In a conscious cosmos, thoughts and beliefs are the very building blocks of what is considered reality. Welcome to humanity's future. This was the message that I guess you could say I was asked to deliver through this video. I think all of those things are very important. We need to understand we're moving into not just individually anymore, but as a collective, we are moving into parts of a reality, okay, so much farther beyond what humans on Earth know as what is termed 3D reality. It's very unknown to the human mind. That's where this communication, these sacred glyphs, this communication on a cellular level becomes so exceedingly important. Ira, do you have anything to add?
I do.
Okay.
I think another way of sort of easing into that is a lot of information comes through your intuition. And as an example, during the Christmas travel, storms were moving through the U.S. and it caused our plane to be canceled. And we were stuck in a hotel in a city for 2 days before we could get on the plane. I was stressing because of my pets and some other things that were going on. And I was, you know, it stays in your forefront of your mind, whether you're trying to sleep or not. And I woke up thinking, oh my goodness, I bet the pet sitter has locked the inner door to the garage. Well, my sister was in town and was going to go and feed my dogs and let them outside. But alas, the door was locked. If I would have acted on it at that very moment to the pet sitter happened to be in my area. I still was able to get it done and everything, but learn to trust those. I've had several, or lots, let's just say lots and lots of times when my intuition kicks in and I either second guess it or ignore it. So use these little flags, we can call them, when they rear up as a teaching tool to learn to move into areas that we're not that used to communicating, relying, being in. Am I making sense? I don't know.
And it's okay. We're in some strange energies right now. We all know that those who hear this program, whether now or at a future linear time, it's going to be perfect. We understand. But intuition is just another form of communication, and that's exactly what we're talking about here. Okay? Communication. This is the work we have to get. Okay, remember, the communication is really what starts. This big communication stuff is really what's going to be so important when we move into the new decade. So 2019, all right, is the year that we need to do all of the work to have us prepared to do it. Remember 2019, a year of preparation. So this is a year to get rid of those things that no longer serve, all right, that are holding you back, whether it's, oh, my Lord, it can be anything. Doubt about self, I would say, would be a great thing, like Kira was just talking about. Doubting self, doubting the communications that you're hearing properly, okay? Because as humans manifest in human physical form on this physical planet, okay, brought up in societies that say this stuff is nonsense, I guess you could say, there's that doubt. There's that, oh, that's crazy. Oh, you know, never mind. It's not. This is the stuff that we have to get rid of. We have to get rid of those old paradigm beliefs and thoughts and the reactions that we have to them, you know, as an example, using what Kira just shared about herself, her personal experience, okay, her reaction was she got the message, the communications link was there, okay, from higher self spirit, you know, the dogs, who cares? The communication was there. The intuition, which is just another form of communication, was clear. But she allowed that tiny, tiny seed of doubt, because believe me, Kira's been doing this a long, long time, okay, to let her blow it off in that moment. Like she said, if she had acted in that moment when she got the message, even though she was able to remedy the situation, it would have been much easier if she'd have reacted when she first got the message. I think that's a perfect example of an everyday life situation that we're talking about. Learning, you know, using 2019 to get prepared. Kira?
Trust yourself. Trust your intuition. Work with each other. Do it as a game. You know, did any of you back when, well, Essence and I are showing our age, but when you had telephones that you picked up the receiver and you dialed the number, and or even the push buttons that came later. My friends and I, we would go home and we would count or try to use our feelings and dial each other the exact same time that you pick it up without a ring and the other person is there. I don't know if anybody ever did that, but my friends
I don't
and I
remember
did that
ever
all
doing
the time.
That, but yeah, I don't remember ever doing phone, but I as friend with friends, you know, in my even in my teen years, we would telepathic, you know, sitting in the same room on the couch, you know, a telepathic game, I guess you could say. Okay, we would, you know, one of us would project a thought, and you know, would you say, okay, let's do a color, or let's do a number, or let's do a word, you know, something like that. And one of us would project it, and the other, whether it was one or 10 others, would, you know, try to pick up on it and say, okay, it's this. So, yeah, as a kid, you know, as a teenager, early teen, we would do things like that too. But those
make
are
it a
great.
Game.
Exactly. Joy. Remember? 2019.
Joy.
Creativity. Being creative. You know? The that's what this year is about. So if you make this like humans have this attachment, and it's pretty really kind of a negative attachment to the word work. So just going on that, if you make this work, you're not going to get as far as quickly as if you make this a game and you make it fun. And you're creative in the ways you come about doing this. I'm waiting on you, Kara.
I'm good. I think we got our point across, hopefully.
You think so? Okay, because the Metatronic numerology I am keyword phrase for the three frequency is I am joyful creation. So begin creating reality joyfully from that frequency of joy. You know, the frequency of joy is one of the highest frequencies, if not the highest frequency, that humans, let's just, you know, keep it simple, can attain and aspire to remain within continually. Joy. It's a very high frequency. It reminds me, I think I've got a chart over here somewhere. I'm not going to worry about it right at the moment. Okay, let's see. Any other thoughts right in this moment?
Well, it depends on where you're going. I think one of the places we were going was to also, you were speaking about it earlier, about multidimensionality,
yeah,
and things not
right
looking the way people think.
Right.
But
right
also how they affect the physical, mental, and emotional
right
bodies. We were going to go there.
Yeah, yeah. Go right ahead.
Yeah. All right. All right. So I don't know. It seems like lately there's been almost, if any of you watch like The Matrix, the little glitches in The Matrix movies, like yesterday or the day before, I was looking at something on my table, and all of a sudden, it like moved. It just moved a couple inches quickly to one side and then right back to the same place. I was like, what? What was that? So when it does those things, you know, that wasn't scary or anything, but sometimes there's other moments when you might experience another timeline, another dimension or something like that, and it really disrupts the linear you, the 3D you, the physical body, and it kind of gives you a not
a fear,
a disorientation, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon, what was it you said?
Yeah. As in startled.
Yes, yes. It startles you or whatever. So
right.
We wanted to just say, you know, when you talk about multidimensionality and knowing other aspects of self, it sounds really cool, and everybody
mm-hmm.
you know wants to do that and learn about them, those other selves. But just remember that as we become proficient at this, there's times where it may not be as fun, or it might just be hard on the physical body. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it right now.
Well, as someone who has been, like I said, a little over 20 years ago, as my, you know, part of my personal journey, I began consciously and intentionally connecting to other aspects of self, other multidimensional aspects of self. Okay? Long before this was even talked about, really. But anyway, and in the beginning, like Tara said, it was all, it's still exciting, don't get me wrong, but it was all very exciting. Very much a part of what has been my journey of consciousness expansion and reawakening to knowledge that we all have access to, but, you know, I'll just say reawakening to knowledge that I need access to as a part of my sacred contractual work in this lifetime and many others. And I have done this for many years now. And I can tell you that I don't, until about within the last year, there was not, now, there would be times when I would be startled, like what Kara was talking about, okay? But I never connected with an aspect of self that was not 100% I don't know what's the right word to use. I guess what I'm trying to say is I have seen recently that there are parts of the multidimensional realm that you don't want to go into, and you need to understand and know how to navigate. Okay? It's not all peaches and roses. And I'm not saying this, like I said, like the message from the, where did that go? From the video that I just shared, okay, where it said the early stages of entry into the multi-galactic community and the multidimensional reality realms may not be exactly as many have envisioned the experiences to be. And that's the reason I was shown. This is not to say entry will not be safe. It is safe. But just like with anything else, you need to know what you're doing, right? It's only saying many humans have built up in their mind's eye a vision of what humanity becoming a conscious member of the galactic and multi-galactic communities will be like. And these visions may not be 100% accurate. And remember, what we're talking about here is when you are connecting into, and I'm just going to say this as simply as I know how, and hope that it's clear enough. When you're connecting into multidimensional realms as the individual that you are in this human form, okay, you have 100% control of where you're going, who you're connecting to, okay, and whether or not you decide to work with him. And that's as it should be. But what is transpiring now, because these ancient future multidimensional stargates are now reopening and reactivating, excuse me, and this isn't just about the individual anymore, this is about the collective consciousness of humanity moving into the multidimensional realm and the multi-galactic community. So there's less individual control. I don't know how to say this, Kira, and I'm probably not saying it the best. Is there something
that's
that you
why
can share
I gave
here?
Up.
Yeah. But I guess that's why the advice that was given, okay, is for every individual to be mindful of the frequency of the energy they allow into their personal energy field. It is also important for the individual to be exceedingly cognizant of the thoughts they think and to be extremely discerning of the knowledge and the sources of the knowledge they cite, beliefs they hold as truth. Because as the collective begins moving deeper, closer to, I think I would actually say closer to, okay, accessing multidimensionality, there are realms out there, there are multidimensional realms out there that are not peaches and roses. You need to know how to traverse through two-dimensional realm. That's, I guess, is all I'm really trying to say.
Saying about the only thing that can hurt you is fear itself, and you said stay
right.
in control, you know.
Right.
If you find yourself going maybe a little further out, where if you want to call it like
mm-hmm.
out or, you know.
Right, however you want to say it.
You
yeah.
intended, you're the one in control. You bring yourself
mm-hmm.
back. You
right.
rethink it. You realign or whatever. But just remember
mm-hmm.
that.
And you clear your energy.
Consciousness is
right.
all there is. Consciousness is
right.
really all there really is. So you remember that when you're doing these things.
Right.
Probably
so,
this is a difficult topic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but it's where we're headed. And, you know, and I'm not saying, oh, tomorrow, next year, a decade from now, even a century from now, will be 100% operating, within the multidimensional realms. But those of us who have come here to be the way showers, okay, the trailblazers of bringing the collective back into the remembrance of this ancient future knowledge, that's our work. That's our job. And we need to always, 100% of the time, always have the best interest of the collective. And when I say of the collective here, right now, I'm not just talking about even the collective consciousness of humanity. I'm talking about the collective of this universe in mind. That is what we came here to do.
Messing with the mute button. Oh, I'm good.
Okay, so we're going to just kind of recap 2019, a year of preparation, getting ready for what is soon to come. Because what is soon to come is an expansion of consciousness that is so far beyond what humans currently exist within, that to use the term of a couple of Australian friends, two or three or four Australian friends we have, we're going to be a bit gobsmacked, I guess you could say. So we need to be prepared. We need to be ready to do the work we came to do. Everyone has got their personal, individual work to do, but it is when we come together with that personal work, okay, and we bring it all together, and all of these puzzle pieces, that group collective conscious mind, this is how, this is the only way, okay, that we, humanity, can enter into the multigalactic realm. Okay, now this is very interesting. We have a, I believe this is a message. We have a caller. I just got to share this. We have a caller, and the phone number is 111-111-1111.
Cool.
So, very interesting. Yeah.
Do they want to talk?
When the, it has a question mark by it, so I'm going to, that's not a normal phone number. So, if it's someone who seriously called in, I do apologize. But not being an expert at all of this and the fact that I'm being shown it's questionable, I'm going to leave it and take it as just a message from Spirit. Yeah. So, with that said.
Well, saying that, though, that reminds me. Have gratitude a lot as well. In that joy, also have gratitude. It's right up there with the joy. And remember to say, if you see a double number, a triple number, remember to just say, thank you. You're thanking your higher self. You're thanking the universe.
Right.
Be thankful and really mean it in your heart. And it creates the kind of like vacuum, the energy for more things that are, that you would want to be thankful for to come in. So remember that every day,
right,
too.
Yeah. Okay, so how thankful are you going to be for this, Kira? Now that she knows what
for
I'm getting ready to do,
that job promotion that I'm struggling
through.
Yeah,
she knows what I'm getting ready. But no. If you don't mind, we are, you know, we've been here just a little over an hour. And I have to say this is not exactly the program and the discussion that I thought would come forth this evening, but I have to know it's perfect. And I'm grateful for that, and I'm in joy and bliss over that. So I'm going to ask you, would you like to lead us in just a little short meditation to end the program? And then we'll come back on and say goodbye.
Sure, I can do that.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So let's everybody lean back in your chair, or if you're laying, wherever, just get in your comfortable position. Take those cleansing breaths that are so good for your body. I have had so much tension in my body lately. It feels good to release my shoulders, to release my diaphragm, to take a bigger breath than I've been doing. Many of us don't breathe with our entire diaphragm, so bring that air all the way in and down. Let's see all of ourselves goofy, wearing those New Year's Eve party hats, having those lower things, whatever they're called. We're celebrating. We're celebrating that we've made it through a lot of the prophecies that were in place before we made that jump in consciousness. We're celebrating the fact that we are in human form, we're able to experience everything down to the most minute tactile sensation. We can love each other, the earth, animals, to such a capacity that you can't almost contain it in your body. Be grateful for those experiences that we can have in these fleeting
human vessels. And as we celebrate, see the disco ball that reflects the light everywhere, everywhere, spinning. Everybody's happy. Everybody's celebrating. We have got 11 more months and the rest of this one to make some huge strides in our consciousness and becoming more compassionate for our fellow humans and helping them, helping ourselves, helping the animals and the earth to be the place that would be utopia to live in. It's not going to come about right away, but we have to make one step at a time. And so let's be in joy and in gratitude. And I'm happy to be on this path with all of you. Namaste.
Thank you, Kara. That was very nice. I want to thank you for joining us this evening. This has been beautiful. Let's take these energies that we are in with us as we say goodbye for now. Remember to join us on the 20th. Om Akara Harinama Anandaha. Good night.
Good night.